AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Michigan juries found a school shooter's mother guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four students in 2021. Lisa Dwyer has details.
We find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
The verdict makes Jennifer Crumbly the first parent in the United States to be held responsible for a child carrying out a mass school attack. Prosecutors say she had a duty under state law to prevent her son, who was 15 at the time, from harming others and for failing to get help for Ethan Crumbly's mental health. Craig Schilling, the father of victim Justice Schilling, had this to say.
It was a long time coming, but it's definitely a step toward the accountability like what we've been talking about. It's kind of been our goal the whole time.
Jennifer Crumbly will get credit for roughly 2.5 years in the county jail when she returns to court for sentencing on April 9th. The maximum term for involuntary manslaughter is 15 years. Sound courtesy WXYZ. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal appeals court has ruled former President Trump is not immune from prosecution in special counsel Jack Smith's case, charging him with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 election before the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Eric Tucker.
His lawyers had argued that he was shielded from prosecution for actions that he took as president, but the Justice Department said that there was no precedent for that argument and no basis for immunity found in either the Constitution or in prior cases.
House Republicans are trying to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green.
We found that Secretary Mayorkas's willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law and his breach of public trust are responsible for this historic crisis.
Ranking Member Benny Thompson.
What is happening here today is a travesty. It's an affront to the United States Constitution. It will do nothing to solve challenges at our border.
Stocks closed with gains. This is AP News. Country singer and songwriter Toby Keith has died at the age of 62. He'd been suffering from stomach cancer. Julie Walker has a look at his career.
I should have been a cowboy.
A statement posted to Toby Keith's website says he fought his fight with grace and courage and died Monday surrounded by family. Keith was known for his overt patriotism on post-9/11 songs like Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Brought to you courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
And boisterous barroom tunes like I Love This Bar and Red Solo Cup.
Red Solo Cup.
As a young man, Keith worked as a roughneck in the oil fields, then played semi-pro football before launching his career as a singer. He had 20 number one Billboard hits. I'm Julie Walker.
We'll raise up our glasses again.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.